This is 7-5 Radio with Walter Yerkew and Peter Scoop Stanton. This is the radio show that will break your neck if your neck needs breaking. And here are the hosts of 7-5 Radio, Walter Yerkew, star of the biggest documentary movie ever made, The 7-5, and Peter Scoop Stanton, who starred in To Catch a Predator.
Well, hello everybody. Good morning. Good afternoon. This is Walter Yerkew at 7-5 Radio. Thanks for joining us today. We have a number of things that we're going to be talking about. I'm down here at the Southern Tennessee Studios, and our show is going to consist of a bunch of stuff that's been going on television and in the news the past couple of days, the FBI probe, and this guy Stroke, whatever his name is. We're going to be talking about that today. I was going to have Jay with me, but he hasn't banged in yet. And Scoop is going to be off today. He's got family. So I want to say hello to him and hope his son is feeling better. Had some tonsillectomy yesterday. And I hope you got him some good Ben and Jerry's ice cream. I like Ben and Jerry's ice cream. My favorite flavor would be Cherry Garcia, but... We'll get back to that later. This morning, I'd like to start off with this SCOTUS pick. Mr. Trump went ahead and picked his candidate for the Supreme Court, and he seems to have been taking on flack for everything this guy does or everything he's going to do, Mr. Trump is. Never in the history of my life that I can find that a president has received such resistance in moving forward, moving this country forward in a positive way. Of course, he's a conservative Republican, and he's going to choose a conservative SCOTUS. The left has been saying before his announcement Monday night that they will oppose anybody he picks. Now, you know, he could have picked the left guy, and the left would have said, oh, okay. But he didn't. He picked a conservative, and now they're calling this pick the worst pick that Mr. Trump could ever do. Well, listen, he's the president. He has an executive order to do so, and he went ahead and did so. His first pick wasn't received very well, but he's on the Supreme Court now. And a lot of people predicted that Justice Kennedy would retire. They were hoping he wouldn't retire, and not until after the 2020 election. So they think a Democratic president could have picked a SCOTUS. They feel that this man is going to be too biased against the left and not have a ear for what the left has to say about abortions and things like that. And they figure that although Kennedy was a swing vote, this fella, Kavanaugh, is going to be not a swing vote. He's going to vote conservative all the way through. Well, it remains to be seen. I don't think that Mr. Trump made a bad choice. We'll have to see how this fella handles it. And we'll have to see what Chuck Schumer and Nancy Pelosi have to spew out about this poor fella. It's awful there. This is all on television. It's like a circus now. And watching a circus is supposed to be enjoyable and fun. This isn't enjoyable and fun. This is our country at a civil war divided down the middle now because of the left and because of the right. And it's supposed to be one united country, united we stand. And they're dividing us. And I think the glue is going to be Trump and his decisions over the next 6 years. So let's hope that that works out. Now a nation moves on to something else like the lefts usually do. It's been a hot week down here in the South. It's been in the 90s, high humidity, high pollen count, and ragweed, and a lot of people are suffering down here as far as the heat goes. So check on your neighbors wherever you are. during this time of year. Make sure that they're okay and they got plenty of water and stuff and they're nice and cool. And if you suffer heat stroke, you need to get out of the heat, get out of the sun, get into the shade, drink a lot of water. Do not jump into an ice cold shower to cool off if you're too hot. That's just going to not be healthy for you. So be careful with that stuff. It's pretty hot out there. Moving along, I want to talk to something that's close to my heart. Domestic violence. Now, when I got out of prison in 1995, of course, I had to search for a job. I took a volunteer job as a domestic violence hotline person. And my duties were to talk to people who called in. 99.9% were women. And they were kind of shocked that the hotline person was a guy. And some of them were very tentative to talk. And I put them at ease. I told them who I was, what I used to do for a living. I didn't tell them I just got out of prison, but I developed a reputation for helping out these ladies and steering them in the right direction. I mean, you know, I was educated in domestic violence by the greatest police force in the world. And although I screwed that up, I did learn quite a bit as far as domestic violence goes. And I did about a year as a volunteer on a hotline before they put me on staff as a counselor. So I met a lot of ladies and had a lot of court time and family court. New York State has family court. Down here in Tennessee, they just have like a civil court. I don't think they're as organized as they should be when it comes to domestic violence or family matters. And I was the kind of guy who had the playbook for the male ego, and it worked out very well. And I was even offered a job by the Warsaw County District Attorney back in 1997 or 98 before I moved to the South. And that didn't pan out. But working with the victims and survivors, actually, of domestic violence is very close to my heart. There was an athlete this week that was arrested for beating his wife up, another football player. And he was arrested and showed pictures of her, and she was bloodied up. She's pretty bad. And unfortunately, people who are being abused in a relationship, male or female, and we'll get to that male or female stuff later on. The ladies don't really know where to find help. They'll confide into somebody that is not going to turn them in or call the police for them or anything like that. The victim usually finds somebody who isn't as strong as somebody like me. I wouldn't put up with it, and I'd make sure they got help. The help it's a domestic violence national hotline. I'll say it now and later. It's 1-800-799-7233. That's 24/7, 365. It's Christmas morning. You can call them. They'll help you out. I'm going to take the first break. Get back in more minutes on domestic violence and why I mentioned this week. Take us away.
I'm 7 years old. I'm sitting here in the corner having a time out until Mom comes to talk to me. All I did was cut my sister's hair. I was just trying to help. I guess Mom didn't like how I did it. In a minute, she'll be back and ask me if I know what I did was wrong. Maybe I shouldn't have cut her hair. And she'll say we all make mistakes because we're just learning about stuff. And she'll give me a hug and wind up talking about more stuff.
No matter what you talk to your kids about, love is what they'll hear.
I really like Mom's timeouts, and I think she likes them too. Yeah, I think they help her remember how much she loves me.
A thought from the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. Visit us at Mormon.org.
Conceived in liberty, carry its head high if it denies protection to the youngest and most vulnerable of its citizens? Can a country founded on God-given rights continue to thrive without understanding that life is a precious gift from our Creator? As a physician, I have looked into the eyes of one-pound babies. I have cradled their small bodies in the palm of one hand. I defy those who are careless, who would disregard life and look at these tiny little miracles and say, we're not going to protect that.
But I believe there will come a time when we are all judged on whether or not we took a stand in defense of all life from the moment of conception until our last natural breath. One thing I promise you, I will always take a stand for life.
As a parent, is receiving a faith-based, character-focused education for your children difficult to find? Do you believe that godly principles should be a central component in your child's education? Imagine a school where faith and integrity are at its center, where heritage and responsibility instill character. For over 40 years, American Heritage School has been educating both hearts and minds, bringing out academic excellence. This is the school where character and embracing the providence of a living God are fundamental, where students' national test scores average near the 90th percentile. With American Heritage School's Advanced Distance Education Program, distance is no longer an issue. With an accredited LDS-oriented curriculum from kindergarten through 12th grade, your children can attend from anywhere in the world. American Heritage School will prepare your child for more than a job. It will prepare them for life. To learn more, visit American-Heritage.org. That's American-Heritage.org.
You're back, and Scoop is just getting back from posting insults on Twitter. This is still 7-5 Radio.
Okay, it's we're back, and we're talking about domestic violence and trying to get some words out there to help some of the ladies or like I said, gentlemen. I'm bringing this up because a friend of mine who moved from Philadelphia to New York received word earlier this week that a friend of theirs in Philadelphia was murdered by her boyfriend. And nobody knew that she was in a domestic violence situation. And the unfortunate thing is she lost her life. I don't know if she knew about the domestic violence hotline and help. And it's quite unfortunate. And my condolences for her and her family and her friends that lost her. She was a young lady. She was in her 30s, I believe. And it can happen that quick, people. It can happen that quick. There is help out there. Seek out help. The police are somewhat more informed than they used to be about helping domestic violence out. It used to be, well, what happens behind closed doors is between man and wife or man and partner or partner and partner these days, stays behind closed doors and handle it yourself or go to civil court. Well, there's now new laws on the books. And the police need to look into arrest the proper person and have a judge sort it out instead of trying to handle it with street justice by saying, ah, that's his wife or that's his partner. You need to stay out of it. So get more involved in your life. And the domestic violence hotline, again, is 1-800-799-7233, 24/7, 365. And they will help you. They'll send you to the local domestic violence chapter, and they will give you information on how you can get out of a bad relationship like that. And people are losing their lives. And the reason I mention now men and women, mostly women, I mean, I handled 99%, was my caseload was women once in a while. There was a man that came in and helped him out. These days, with the same-sex marriages and such like that, there's more and more men coming in because they'll have an abusive partner. And something that's new to the domestic violence world of counseling and such, they had to get retrained and know how to handle these same-sex abusive relationships. And when you have those men that just use their partner as a punching bag, man, that's not it. That's not right at all. You need to keep your hands to yourself. Doesn't matter if you're hitting a man or you're hitting a woman, or vice versa. A woman hitting a woman. I mean, the combinations these days are quadrupled than it was when I was handling it. And even back then, the same sex partnerships never came into our office because it just wasn't recognized back in the 90s. So now there's help out there. Please look it up. Everybody's got a Google. Everybody's got a phone. Usually everybody can get online. So when you have time, please look into it. If you feel that you're in an unhealthy relationship and you're getting hit or abused or yelled at all the time, verbal abuse is a big thing. I remember handling jobs like this when I was a cop in the 80s. And the first thing out of the guy's mouth was saying, "I didn't hit her. I was just yelling at her." And, you know, sticks and stones. It didn't matter. We were pretty well trained back in the 80s in the police academy on this. And you got to get the guy out of, you got to get the abuser out, I should say, out of the house, one way or another. Whether he goes to another house or you lock him up, the abuser's got to go. And more and more police are doing that these days. So again, the hotline for National Domestic Violence is 1-800-799-7233. And I hope you find the help that you need. It's out there. Flipping over to something else in the law, in Nevada, there's an inmate on death row out there. He killed a number of people 20 years ago or so. His name is Scott Dozier. And he was supposed to be put to death Wednesday, the 11th. And he was asking to be executed. And that's getting more and more common these days with these men and women don't want to be sitting on death row for 25 years, 30 years, 40 years before they die of natural causes or they get around. And he wanted to be executed. And, hey, listen, in my book, if he's given up on all his appeals and doesn't want any appeals and he wants to be executed, well, listen, you know, that's what the state sentenced him to. And it seems like the state now in Nevada is using a new drug. They're using fentanyl, or they want to use fentanyl. And there was a judge that gave him a stay of execution because they said fentanyl is not the drug that's going to work. And this inmate, this murderer, Scott Dozier, said, he doesn't care if it hurts. He doesn't care if he suffers. He doesn't care if they got to pump more into him to stop his heart. He wants to die. And the judge gave him a stay based on his lawyer saying that fentanyl is not a proven drug. And apparently it's not. So there's another stay. So there's no execution date for this guy. I think that they should get the choice of how they're going to be executed if they want to die. You know, we still have the electric chair in some states. We still have the gas chamber in some states. We still have the firing squad in some states. And most states are going with this execution by drugs, which is supposed to be the most humane. The liberals are finding more and more that it's not humane. All right. Well, you know, they killed somebody, probably not in a humane way. And, you know, well, one good turn deserves another. I think that maybe instead of deciding how you're going to die, the inmate, the condemned person should pick their own way to become deceased. And who was it? In 77, Gary Gilmore, he chose firing squad. His last words were, "Hey, let's do it." And they did it. And in a matter of seconds, he was done and gone. Don't have to worry about him again. Put him in the ground, he's finished. So this fella, he wants to die. If you remember that the female serial killer down in Florida, Eileen Warnos, she finally pulled the plug on her executions, and she said that she wanted to die. And they gave her her wish. And within a month, or within 2 months of her testifying to a judge, making her motion, they came up with a DOE, which is a date of execution, and stuck a needle in her arm, and that was the end of her. So I don't understand what the problem is. I wish Scoop was here. We'd bounce this back and forth for the rest of the show. I'm not an advocate for the death penalty, but the death penalty is there, and use it. It's all this life without parole, you know, five bodies, six bodies, life without parole. New York State has had the death penalty since, what, 1991 or two? And there's people on death row, and nobody's been executed since then. They're just sitting there. And the appeal process is costing the state millions and millions and millions of dollars. It's just ridiculous. I don't see wasting that kind of money to support somebody who is going to die, not by his own hand. You can call it state murder. You can call it whatever you want. If they're sentenced to death, they're sentenced to death. Unless the court, Supreme Court, overrules the death penalty in the states like they did back in the late 60s. If you're sentenced to die, you're sentenced to die. I mean, it was only 40 years ago where you got sentenced in November, you were dead in January. I guess legal minds need to make money also. Well, we're going to take another break.
Your daily Liberty Newswire. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
I'm Michael Hill, president of the League of the South. I and my compatriots are Southern nationalists. We seek the survival, well-being, and independence of the Southern people, our people. The League wants a South that enjoys the sweet fruits of Christian liberty and prosperity, but our current situation won't allow it. We must have our independence from Washington, D.C. and the globalists. The present system cannot be reformed. Without independence, we will continue down this path of destruction. To us, this is not acceptable. I'm asking you, Southern man and woman, to join us today to free the South. Call us at 256-757-6789 or see our website at www.leagueofthesouth.com. God save the South.
Each week, the political cesspool, known worldwide as the South's foremost populist conservative radio program, hits the airwaves to bring you the other side of the news and to report on events which are vital to your welfare but are hushed up or distorted by the mainstream media. However, to continue doing this, we need your support. Go online at www.thepoliticalcesspool.org and make a safe and secure donation. If you prefer not to make an online donation, you can send us a check or money order to the address on the website. No matter which way you choose, the political cesspool needs your support. Go online to www.thepoliticalcesspool.org and make a donation today. Are you a native son or daughter of the South who pleads the stars and bars? Someone not born in Dixieland, but who is a Johnny Reb at heart and looking for a place to shop that promotes Southern heritage? Well, your search is over. Dixie Republic is the place to go for all things celebrating the Confederacy and promoting Southern pride. Inside the log cabin just outside Traveler's Rest, South Carolina, Dixie Republic has t-shirts, hats, videos, flags, books, belt buckles, and some of the best mouth-watering barbecue sauce that will ever touch your lips. There's just about everything you want honoring the South at Dixie Republic. Well, you say that South Carolina's a bit too far for you to drive? Have no fear, my friend. All of this is just a mouse click away. Go online at www.dixierepublic.com. Your home for all things celebrating the Confederacy and promoting Southern pride.
you're still listening, here's more 7-5 Radio.
All right, I'm back. It's Walter, just Walter today. That's all you get. Stay tuned because we got a few more things to discuss and on the lighter side. Today is Friday. Okay, happens to be Friday means free fries at McDonald's. Hey, now we're talking. I happen to be a fan of McDonald's fries. Probably nothing else on their menu appeals to me. But I'll go over to Burger King and I'll get a Whopper, and then I'll go over to McDonald's and get the fries and come home and a Gatorade and have lunch. I prefer the McDonald's fries over Burger King's fries. But it's Friday, and you can get free fries at McDonald's today. All you got to do is download the McDonald's app. And it's not the only chain that is selling Friday stuff. Dunkin' Donuts is selling donut fries. And you download their app for donut fries. So you get all that greasy, deep-fried stuff. Keep the doctors in business. Take your cholesterol medicine, and you'll be A-okay. Just drink lots of water after you eat, because that stuff will stick to your ribs like nobody's business. But it is Friday, and it's also Friday the 13th. Friday the 13th, what does that mean? It's a superstition that goes back way beyond my history, that's for sure. And I guess it started in the Middle Ages. Bad things happen on Friday the 13th, especially if there's a full moon, which there isn't. It's crescent moon out. So we don't cross, we don't let black cats cross our paths. We don't walk under the ladders. We don't break mirrors. All that superstitious stuff. I'm not a big believer in any of that stuff. I have my own quirks on superstitions, but not the general kind like's been going on. But we have some people out there that really take that Friday the 13th stuff really serious. Some people even stay in. People don't even go out. People don't even get out of bed on Friday the 13th, which I think is just stupid. But what else? Whatever. Being Friday the 13th, if you watch baseball, big baseball fan like I am, if you can watch different games, you will see these plays. Now, baseball players are the most superstitious athletes on the planet. If they're wearing batting gloves and they're striking out, they'll get up without gloves on. They'll hit a home run. They'll go back to the dugout. I think Bryce Harper did this a few years ago. And he went back to the dugout, took the gloves out of his little cubby hole there, and got a scissor and cut them to pieces and threw them away. Bad luck gloves, I guess. They don't step on. Some of them don't step on the white line on the way off the field, a little way on the field. Some people do step on them. It just depends. Some people step on first base before they head out to right field or left field. And some people don't. They're just some superstitious people, especially in the baseball world. So I expect when I watch the Yankee game tonight, I expect somebody from the Indians and somebody from the Yankees. If you watch real close, so you're going to see somebody's superstition where they don't do something because they think it's going to give them a jinx up at bat around the field. So I guess it was 1969 Mets. They threw a black cat out on the field, and Mets beat the Baltimore Orioles 4-1 in the 69 series. So, you know, somebody's superstition is somebody's superstition. You know, whatever's going to happen, I hope you like it. But here we go. What do you think about this FBI fiasco in Congress yesterday? I watched some of it. I wasn't able to watch all of it. There are probably people who watched every minute of it. I think there was 170 members, and they each had 5 minutes to talk to this Strzok guy. The way it's spelled and the way it looks, it should be Stroke. I remember there was a House representative some years ago, Mr. Boehner. There was no A in his name. The way it was spelled, B-O-E-H-N-E-R. Dude, that's Boehner. I guess they had to come up with a different pronunciation for it when he was a kid, or when his father was a kid or something. I guess you wouldn't want to be called Boner, you know, unless you were in that Meatballs movie with Bill Murray. But nobody wants to be called Boner, so they changed it to Boehner. I mean, look at my last name, Yerkew. I could turn around and say, no, you pronounce it Rockefeller. It is what it is. I still would have went to prison. But anyway, this guy Strock. I'm sorry. Okay, Strock. I got the people over here pointing at me that it's a short O, not a long O. Strock was on there and pretty smug. You know, FBI guy cornered with all these texts between him and his girlfriend. How we are not going to let Trump win. We aren't going to let Trump win. And we'll handle it. He'll be the worst thing. He said a few choice words that I can't say on the air. So he's publicly been called out on these texts to his girlfriend. Dude is married. We have no word on his wife. His girlfriend, this Lisa Page is her name. She needs to be up there on this hot seat and answer the questions about the truth. This guy is saying that he's not biased, that he's allowed to have his own opinions, which he is. I mean, he's right. Give him kudos. You know, it's a free country. You know, the First Amendment, you know, you can say a lot of things. But, you know, however, being in a law enforcement like he is and the head of the investigation into this Russian probe thing and the Hillary emails, that shows a lot of bias. Apparently, the emails are all satisfied. According to the FBI, you know, Hillary's on her own private server. But they're continuing going on even after we said there's no evidence of collusion between the Trump campaign and Russia. So I think that they ought to just drop it, leave Mr. Trump alone, let him do it. Go ahead, do your investigation and come up with an answer. There's too many things left unsaid, unquestioned. And in a perfect world, we'd probably all hate each other. Well, it's an imperfect world, and only half of us hate each other. So I don't think that this investigation needs to go on anymore. The guy needs to be relieved of his duties. He was taken off the case. And he insists it's not because of his bias. It was. I mean, if there's a conflict of interest in a case of law with a judge, the judge recuses himself. It ain't no big deal. You know, I can't be fair and impartial. And, you know, we're human. Being fair and impartial is very important in the law. And if you can't be, then the law doesn't work. So I think this guy needs to see where he's got to go. His higher ups need to just relieve him of his duties. Hey, you know, take early retirement, you know, take your money and go, you know, see you later. This is going to go on. But the fiasco I speak about is when the chairman was trying to get Strzok to answer a question, you had the Democrat peanut gallery saying, you know, you can't ask him that question. He already said answered that question. He's not going to answer that question. You know, you're out of order. You're a point of order. No, we don't recognize you. Oh, come on. You know, that was a public spectacle. They knew they were on TV. They were laughing. And that is not what our country is about. I mean, this is supposed to be a serious thing. As ridiculous as it is, this is supposed to be something that's controlled environment. These are elected officials, and these people are talking to each other in the ear, not even paying attention to what's going on. And with the cameras in there, hey, it was a fiasco. These people knew they were on camera, and they just wanted to shoot their mouth off this way. At election time, they could say, this is the way I reacted to those unfair questions, alleged unfair questions, and elect me, and I'll continue to disrupt the Congress and hearings that have to do with our people, the liberals. So I think it needs to go back behind closed doors, and these people need to be held accountable in their act, the way they acted yesterday. as elected officials to Congress. It was just horrible. It was just horrible. So that's all I got to say about that. And Forrest Gump's famous words, we have Mr. Trump over in England this week, and he didn't get a warm reaction from the Brits, pretty much because Mr. Trump said that they handled this Brexit thing a couple of years ago inappropriately. He understands the Brexit thing had to come about, but he doesn't agree with it. And the guy's a businessman, and I think he's got a strong opinion about business. So Mr. Trump is met the Queen of England, and I think he's just fine. He's doing just what he needs to be doing. He's the president.
Liberty is not free. Its costs are innumerable. Without monetary funding, the valiant efforts of freedom-loving Americans become diminished or outright defeated. We present a solution, the Give Me Liberty Fund. The plan is quite simple. Invite individual Americans to contribute less than a dollar a day. These monetary funds are used to promote liberty-minded media, organizations, events, candidates, movements, and speakers. In the spirit of transparency, all expenditures are published. Patriotic business owners provide discounted products and services to Give Me Liberty Fund members. Our greatest strength is in numbers. Go to GiveMeLibertyFund.com and become part of the solution today. GiveMeLibertyFund.com. Participate in the peaceful restoration of the greatest and freest country in the world.
Getting the kids to school, cleaning the house, doing the laundry. It seems that the work routine as a stay-at-home mom is never ending. And even though I'm the prime grocery shopper in our family of four, I simply don't have time to scrutinize all the labels on the countless food products I buy. Oh, sure, I've noticed all the latest certification seals. Organic, non-GMO, gluten-free. It definitely seems to be the latest craze. But it was only recently that kosher certification seals caught my attention. You see, my husband had me download an app called Kosertify, and it shed light on a century-old certification industry that slipped under the radar screen from the majority of our public. I also noticed a question mark at the end of the app name, and that makes great sense as there's far more questions regarding this industry than answers. In fact, the developers refer to this as the kosher question. Sure, I'm a busy mom and didn't pay attention to our food culture, but now I have transparency, a convenient grocery list feature, and the ability to eat in favor of my family's best interests, and you can discover it too at thekosherquestion.com.
Attention Liberty News Radio listeners. Hard-hitting talk radio has never been and never will be supported by the mainstream in America. Hard-hitting talk radio is taking on the mainstream press like never before. News the networks refuse to use is one of the best ways to educate people. We invite all liberty-loving Americans to join with us to restore the principles of our founding fathers and promote God, family, and country in the media and our lives. Please help spread the liberty message with your generous donation. You can go online at libertynewsradio.com right now and make a donation online. Or call 801-756-9133 and make a donation over the phone. That's LibertyNewsRadio.com and 801-756-9133. Make a donation today.
This is 7-5 Radio with Walter Yuku. Walter Yurkow. Walter Kiwi. Here's Walton Scoop.
Scoop is off today, and it's just me here. I'm hoping I'm not boring anybody to death, but there's a lot going on this week. I've mentioned that today's National is Friday. Every Friday is Friday, French Friday, and you can get free French fries, probably just about anywhere if you download their apps at fast food restaurants. So go ahead and do that. It seems every day is a something day. It's also Friday the 13th, so stay away from the black cats and the ladders. We have lots of superstitious people out there, and I'd be the guy that puts the ladders out on the street and open them up to see if people would walk under them and just watch them avoid it. Like, oh my God, holy cow. And they go around it, you know. So that would be me. I'd be the one putting the ladders out on the street, making people walk around them and stuff. But that's that's just me. I've actually texted with James Edwards of our political cesspool. They're down in Memphis. And after Labor Day in September, I'm going to be down there with him and his crew, and we'll be doing a live cesspool. I'll be on for the whole time so I can talk to a lot of the people that I don't get a chance to talk to. And then probably we'll do a live feed for the 7-5 radio, which comes on at 9 p.m. Central Time on Liberty News Radio. You can look us up online at 75radio.wordpress.com, and you can listen to our archives. Scoop puts a blog in there every week, and you can see who we are, what we're doing at 75radio.wordpress.com. That's 75, all the numbers. And our Twitter account is at 75radio1. Spell out 75 for the Twitter account with a number one after radio. So it's 75radio1. And you can continue to send comments, good, bad, or indifferent. We take them all. And if it's interesting, we'll put it on the air and we'll give you an honorable mention. We like to get the emails, and the emails that we've been getting are pretty good. And I have a lot of following down here in the South as far as people listening and saying, holy cow, you know, you live in South Tennessee? Yeah, I do. I'm a Yankee down here in the Confederate land. And I have made some friends, made some enemies. Being a Yankee, sometimes I'm told, take my Yankee ass on back to New York. But it is what it is. There's people up there fighting amongst each other, and there's people down here still fighting the Civil War. It's their culture. It's their heritage, and great. Fly your flag of bars and stars, and nobody should ever have to tell you that you can't. Some people down here, they've been around here so long, their great-grandfather fought in the Civil War. So I wouldn't want my heritage stomped on. There's a lot of things going on down here with that I think Scoop, James, and even Jay would be more informed on, given their side of that story. It's kind of like the Catholics, the Christians getting all upset, and I don't blame them for the courts, local courts, having to take the Ten Commandments out of the court buildings and public facilities and stuff like that. There, you know, I think that's just ridiculous. I don't know where we're headed with this. I don't know how I got on this subject, but it is something that touches me. I'm Catholic. I'm not a practicing Catholic, but I'm Catholic. I know the Ten Commandments by heart, and, you know, I've read the Bible, and, you know, I went to Sunday school, you know, I did all that. Although I'm not a practicing Catholic, I still try to maintain some of the Catholic values, even with my shortcomings in my life. I don't dispute that, but, you know, there's people out there saying, no, that's racist, or that's anti-Christian, or that's anti-Jew, or anti-Muslim. You know, you are what you are. If you're in this country and you're a citizen, you should be able to practice your First Amendment right of freedom of speech, freedom of expression, freedom of assembly, and freedom of press. But you must be truthful about it. The press isn't really truthful about it. You know, freedom of press does not mean you can pick somebody and trash them on CNN or Fox or anybody else or any other station or social media. That's not freedom of press. Okay, that would be a violation of your civil rights to your 14th Amendment of seeking life and liberty and enjoying your liberty in this country. You are able to express your views. However, there are boundaries. You know, don't shove your thoughts down somebody else's throat because you want them to understand where you're coming from. Hey, you know, say what you got to say. If they understand it, fine. If they don't understand it, fine. But don't shove it down their throat. There's some of these radicals that are using, and I mentioned the Stars and Bars, as a crutch, saying this is why we don't like this heritage of people, and we don't like that people of that heritage. That's a bunch of nonsense, okay? They're using that flag as a tool, which is unfortunate, and it's just ridiculous. And then you got these people burning American flags. Well, you know, when you dispose of American flag, I believe that is the correct way to dispose of a flag that's going to be retired. Even my flag out there that I have on my telephone pole, I have an American flag out there on my telephone pole. And every few years, it gets worn out. It starts to get ripped because it's out there. It's waving in the wind. And the proper way to retire an American flag is to burn it. And there's people all over the world showing respect by not even knowing it. They think they're destroying us. They think they're making fun of us and burning our flag. Well, that's the way you dispose. You don't take a flag, an American flag, our stars and stripes, red, white, and blue, and throw it in the trash because it's worn out or ripped. You're supposed to burn it. Now, I hope people understand that, and that's what I do. I also understand the tradition is that, you know, the eagle that's on top, that sits on top of the globe, on top of the telephone pole, the ashes from the flag are supposed to go in that, you know, kind of like an urn, and you fly a new flag. I think that a lot of people don't realize that. So if you're going to dispose of a flag, dispose of a flag. And as far as the Stars and Bars go, if you're in the South or you're in the North and you have heritage of the South, go ahead and fly it. Nobody should have a right to tell you that you can't. Down here, you got people that are frowning on it. And people are, the more the people frown on it, the more people that believe in it show it. They drive around and they pick up trucks. They got the Stars and Bars flying off the back. They got them hanging off the front of their houses. They got them hanging on their telephone poles. So, you know, more power to you. There's other flags out there that people fly that aren't liked, but nobody says about it. We'll bring it up to the Supreme Court to see if it's legal to fly it or not, or ethical to fly it and continue to fly it or not. Can't erase our entire history. You know, it's not all that great. We've had our bumps in the road, but go ahead and fly that flag. You know, more power to you. Well, that was my ramble for the morning. I guess my second cup of coffee got it going, but I have to admit that some of the things that don't concern me personally irritate me, and that flag thing irritates me. And I think our friends in the South, they need to go ahead and do what they want, even though some people don't like it. I mean, you know, in a perfect world, like I said before, in a perfect world, you know, it would be great. You know, if everybody loved each other, we'd probably hate each other more. So let's have a little more consideration for people's. And if people are using symbols to represent their illegal activity or their narcissistic behavior, look a little deeper. It's not the reason why that people act the way they are because they're Confederate believers. You know, just don't leave us be. You know, we know how to live. We did it for 200 years before social media came out. And now, all of a sudden, everybody's got thin skin and touchy. So I don't think that that should become an issue. I think that needs to be just buried. You know, leave the Ten Commandments in the court. You know, put the Quran in the court for all I care. You know, I really don't care. But if those people are telling you we can't have because I'm not Christian, because they're saying they're not Christian, they don't want to see the Ten Commandments. You know, it's like me saying, well, on my way into Atlanta, I'm not black. So it sounds okay. All right, well, I'll round that up. We'll see you next time.
week. Talk to you next week. Keep those emails coming, and we will catch up with you next time. This is 75 Radio.
James Edwards for 75 Radio. For those who work the streets and the jails, thanks for keeping us safe. So long, everybody.